This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. You're 30 minutes away now from the G-Bag of the Day. And it's time for Eric Chiafalo's Sports Hodgepodge, Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We start with some positive news. Congratulations to our very own Brian Broaddus of the G-Bag Nation, who got nominated for Employee of the Month.
Look at that.
We had a little bit of a town hall meeting.
Hell yeah.
Town hall meeting?
Let's
town
go.
Hall
there
meeting.
You go, brought us. Next week is the fries, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the big bucks start coming in.
Oh, baby.
Let's go.
What's that?
Woo.
I'm not sure. Wait, I haven't heard about that.
What are we doing, Lucius?
Next week is the fries. Then after that, the big bucks start coming in. You're Employee of the Week, buddy. Mm-hmm. Put right your chin up, pal.
Yeah, dude.
Gold star.
Smile.
We got a picture of you in the hallway.
Yeah, get your parking spot, buddy.
I mean, what was this for? For dominating the draft coverage? Is that what you got it for, you think?
It was in April, so I assume that's what we did.
Pure dominance.
Yeah, not nice to mention probably the three or four incredible meals that he brought up.
Who did we win? Who won?
Feeding families.
Who won that?
Unfortunately, you did not win, Broaddus. I believe. Who was it who won?
Jaime.
Was it Julio? Jaime, he got it done.
Be disrespectful.
Nonetheless, congratulations to him. Brian Broaddus, an honorable mention in the hats off.
I'm just outside the top 10.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
I'm like Burger King. Jack in the Box, Burger King.
No, you're up way higher than Burger King.
Let's go through the list of the top 10, just outside top 10.
Coming in at number 19. Yeah.
Brian Broaddus.
From great news to sad news. You guys remember that Run It Straight game I was telling you guys about?
Yeah.
The new sport that's taken over the internet.
They cancel it?
Well, a 19-year-old from New Zealand. It's officially died.
Okay. Well, that's going to be the end.
That game lasted a long time.
That game, the Run It Straight Challenge, which is like regulated in everything, which is the most insane rugby, football, Oklahoma drill, padless violence, like just a concoction of disaster.
Why?
I don't know. I truly
don't
know.
Why do we do it?
We talk about plenty of things. Why do we chase cheese down hills that have us in the ICU? Why are we getting, you know, doing bull runs or what are they doing?
Tradition, running to the bulls.
Running with the bulls.
Yeah, that's
this is, they're trying to make it a tradition, but we've now lost a life because of this Run It Straight game.
This is those viral videos, why men live shorter lives.
Hey,
And we do some of these things. I wonder what his last thought was. Is it, holy crap, I'm going faster than everybody, or why am I spinning so fast? You know?
Oh, you're talking about the cheese runner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing different angles of that, and it's just, it's insane.
Did that guy die?
I don't know how he couldn't have, but I haven't seen any reports about this man and his well-being since taking a fall for the ages.
Dawson and Lucius.
Yo.
You guys remember Evel Knievel?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was around for Evel Knievel.
And
too,
Robbie.
Brian.
Yeah.
He's not okay. Explain this look guy.
Up, and Super Dave.
Like, okay, look up Evel Knievel, Caesar's Palace fountain jump.
Jeez.
You guys remember Evel Knievel?
Didn't he try to jump over like the Snake Canyon or something?
Yeah, he pulled the chute way early. He got scared. He didn't think he was good. He just immediately, the chute came out right on the launching pad. It was like a big deal, like a... You know,
for good reason.
ABC Sports, Wide World of Sports was there. They kept interviewing. He strapped in, and
it was a media stunt.
As soon as it fired the engines, he hit the chute. He didn't even give it a shot.
I mean, he was like the original influencer.
Yeah.
You know,
but
hitting you with the title and the thumbnail and not able to pay off.
Look up Caesar's Palace over there, Chief. Caesar's Palace jump, and you'll see if this is the same thing as the cheese wheel guy.
He felt like a crash test dummy.
Yeah. There's an end zone shot of him trying to get over, and as the bike, he's jumping like a 1,000-pound bike.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hits that thing. He looks like he broke every bone in his body. He lived to tell about it, though.
Yeah, Jim Rome asked him, why did he try to jump the Snake River Canyon, knowing that it was impossible? Yeah, like, man. He had the numbers, and he said, do you know who the hell I am? You know, he was just pure showman.
What a guy, dude. Yeah. Okay, I got the YouTube pulled up now. I'll have it running. I'll be peeping at it.
He's peeping.
I can't imagine in real time what an adrenaline rush that must have been to sit in front of your television and watch this guy do that.
Oh, no. Yeah. He tried to jump like a regular, like, Harley Davidson big bike over these.
A cruiser?
Yeah, seriously. It's like, you know, they weren't thinking back then, like,
there's no way you're going to land this.
Let's make this thing, like, really, like, aluminum and lightweight and all. And no, he's just jumping a normal bike over these things.
It would take Travis Pastrana with a super turbo dirt bike to even dream of pulling
this
off.
Did I see Travis jump out of an airplane without a parachute one time?
Yeah, you did see that. Yeah,
how did he get down?
His buddies.
He ended up hugging up on one of the guys with the parachute.
But
I
he think jumped straight out without.
Yeah, yeah. He's floating just freestyle for a good chunk of the fall.
Great on a motorcycle. Terrible in a race car, by the way.
Pastrana?
Yeah. He wrecked more equipment than anybody I've ever been around.
He was running those Red Bull cars for a while.
Yeah, he just could not keep it between the lines.
All right, so we have a handful of stat of the days before we get to some epic sounds of the sports day as well. The first of which, hey, congratulations. If you're gonna suck, make history doing it. The Rockies of Colorado have now lost 21 consecutive series dating back to last year. Wolchuk's upset. Was this part of Around the Bases?
No, it wasn't. There's only so much baseball news.
Okay, good. I'm glad this wasn't a part of it. That is the longest series losing streak in MLB history.
One of my favorite
pastimes. It's such a great stat that we can run it back.
Wolchuk, break out the 17-ranked quarterbacks. That
you know what? I'd actually like to revisit that conversation.
No, I want to get to Dawson's pastime.
Oh, it's saying the first sentence of a baseball story and looking at Zach Wolchuk's face.
Shut up. Leave baseball out of this.
Around the Bases coming up at 6 o'clock.
Like, here. You say we got like 8 minutes. Baseball. It's fine.
Next
I got
story is
crap.
Corey Seager.
Oh, crap.
How about this one? This might piss him off, too.
Don't do the crying story. Don't do Ronel Blanco.
Let's take a look at the big league scoreboard.
$14.
An afternoon game.
Take it.
$14 is the cheapest seat in Anaheim for tonight's Angels-Yankees game.
What?
Okay? Yankees are in town.
Wow.
You can watch them for $14. Now, on Friday, also in Anaheim, for $144, you can go watch the Savannah Bananas versus the Party Animals.
Well, sounds like I'm probably picking Yankees, but Savannah Bananas seems like a show.
Dude, they're on fire right now.
Is the Party Animals, is that kind of like the Washington Generals of the Harlem Globetrotters? Do they get beat every game?
Yes. I'm not familiar with the Party Animals work.
Does
but
Savannah win every game?
I am familiar with
the
Harlem
Globetrotters of baseball. They win every game.
What? $14 to watch Aaron Judge the one time he's coming to your ballpark, or $144 for the worst seat in the house to watch the Savannah Bananas just fart the ball out. I mean, they're just belching balls all over the diamond.
These are scripted. They do not always win.
They don't always win?
Party Animals do win sometimes.
Do we play how many innings? We play 9?
They got different rules in this thing.
So all the shenanigans are scripted, but the outcome is not predetermined. There's a lot of skits and, you know, weird things.
Yeah, they got planned bits
for
every inning.
Like throwing a bucket of paper on the umpire.
I'd love to go see him. I think it'd be a blast.
That's what the Harlem Globetrotters
they're like doing spitballs and stuff at the ump.
Harlem Globetrotter. I mean, it's amazing. They did it for a million years.
Orange County is just a crazy place to try to do sports, though. I mean, that is like the beach bum meth head capital of Southern California along that whole stretch, you know, and you have super rich people in like the Huntington Beach, Laguna area. But then you get inland and it's just like sports aren't on their mind. You know, it's crazy how many people are there, and it's $14 for a pretty nice stadium. You know,
I thought it was a pretty good stadium.
Watching the Savannah Bananas on meth. I mean, that's high level entertainment.
I spent one summer there in Costa Mesa, which is like in between Anaheim and Huntington Beach, and I was like, holy cow. It was craziness.
That's when you realized meth was not for you.
What do you got against the bananas?
I realized that much earlier.
Yeah,
what is
your issue with the bananas?
You got something over there where it gets incredibly entertaining.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah, for $14, I can watch Aaron Judge. I got to spend $150 to watch the bananas. It's just... I mean, no real opinion other than
he's got something going
that's
on.
That's wild.
And he's hating Aaron Judge is not doing a backflip before he takes an at bat. You know what I mean?
It's true. I guess that's a good point, Lucius.
I mean, your kids will probably want to watch the bananas a lot more.
Probably not doing the YMCA out there while they're getting ready for the pitch.
You're like part of the game. In the fan, at the banana games,
All of a sudden, catch you might a ball, get out there and put you on the bump.
If there's like a foul ball and you catch it in there and out.
Yeah, sure is.
That's awesome.
It sure is.
That's a real
That should be
man.
A real bit. That should help your team, you know?
Field advantage.
I would like to think it does.
I think that's something they should put in baseball. Why not?
How about this stat of the day?
This thing.
Just trying to grab foul balls.
Yeah. And boom, it's an out. Screw you.
Astros. Take that, Altuve.
Got him.
Okay, so all of our series now, as we are in conference final time.
They're all 3-1.
They're all 3-1.
Yeah.
So choose your fighter. Who's the underdog most likely to come back down 3-1? You could choose the T-Wolves, the Knicks, the Hurricanes, or the Stars of Dallas.
This is a serious question.
Now, here's the deal. The Edmonton Oilers have scored 29 goals at home in this year's postseason. That's the most by any NHL team through six home playoff games since the Avalanche did it in 1997.
Oh, geez.
They're on an absolute home heater right now.
They aren't this good.
Punching pucks through the pipes.
Got to find a way to win that game six.
Choose your fighter. Choose your underdog.
Just win one. Pete's going to take game seven, okay? Game five's booked. Desperate team theory. I am going to choose the Knicks of New York.
Ooh.
Oh
my gosh.
All righty.
They had game 1-1. They could be up 3-1 right now.
Okay.
They almost came back in one game three.
Here's the
call him Gavin Shamala.
Here's the big step out. The Hurricanes.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, you're going with the Canes?
You're going with the Stankoven?
You don't think the Ice Cats, champions, think they're about to fumble fart this thing?
No kitty for the pity.
Yeah.
No pity kitty.
No kitty for the pity. All right, hey, let's get you some sounds here. I want to start by playing just a brief moment of Kevin Harlan deep in his bag during Knicks Pacers the other night. Now, I'm just going to play you a quick snippet. I want you to try and paint the picture for me. Why did he say these words into a microphone? Take it away, Kevin Harlan.
I'm wet. I'm dirty.
Excuse me?
We can. If you need to hear the evidence again, paint the picture for me. Why did Kevin Harlan say this on a TNT National Playoff Eastern Conference Final broadcast?
I'm wet. I'm dirty.
Then this isn't facial. Marv Albert. Okay, so I'm going with had a drink spilt on him. Okay. It's a dramatization.
No other biddings needed because Dawson, I believe, nailed it. Jalen Brunson goes flying into the broadcast table. Here's Kevin Harlan being Kevin Harlan.
Defense. Brunson, oh, look out. He comes in. Brunson falls in the way. Back the other way. Back the other way. And a drive the other way. That was by Toppin.
And Toppin's that's what I'm talking about. Good action right there.
I'm wet. I'm dirty. Oh, my. Stuff all over the place. And here comes Brunson again. Sets up. Pretty. No. Rebound. Robinson held and fouled.
Are you okay, Mr. Harlan?
Don't worry about me.
Oh, this was
great. Don't worry about me. Helping us. Thank you. See, Knick fans are some of the best fans in the league. Thank you, sir.
Yes, they are. You got to love these Knicks fans.
You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to. Stan Van Gundy's fantastic.
Don't think Wendy does.
Kevin Harlan, man, he just understands the moment. At every turn.
Oh, yeah.
He's the best.
He has fun during the games.
In real time, getting it done. Yeah. Now, on the other side of the coin, ESPN, how much has Doris Burke been all over your timeline during Thunder and Timberwolves games?
Not
anybody?
Much.
Anybody no. seen Popping a lot up of quite Doris? A bit.
Yeah, I've seen. There was one in particular call.
It's a lot of people saying she's the worst. That's what I'm getting on my timeline.
Yeah, that's pretty much what my timeline looks like
she
as well.
She's not doesn't have the ability to use the whole Knicks name. Is that what we're talking about here?
Oh, no.
Oh,
that did happen. That also happened.
There was the Bockers situation.
Yeah, she was involved with the Bockers.
But now she's offending more than
Hit that. She got to emphasize that K. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
That's what it is.
She sped over it too fast.
You got to treat that word with a speed bump there
really
in the middle.
Slow that down.
school zone.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going 20 here.
No, she's getting dunked on for the way she painted this picture of Rudy Gobert over Isaiah Hartenstein.
said it. And I don't know much about history, but I know the French and German don't like one another. And Rudy says, bonjour, Mr. Hartenstein. Have a little bit of that left-handed dunk.
What are you trying to start here?
Bonjour.
Now, Wolchuk, you felt like there was actually a place for this.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah,
she went for it.
Yeah, she did. I thought it was funny as well. She hits the bonjour line. She definitely had that ready to go.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
She was waiting for her Gobert Hartenstein moment.
She is kind of a look at the big brain on me kind of gal. Kind of like when Brian referenced Carolina 5 minutes ago. Mm. You know,
she's really overthinking the room.
You know, maybe a little bit.
She's also keeps calling SGA the free throw merchant or whatever.
Tell you how much I know about hockey here. That's Caroline calling an ISO.
Okay, so who are we going with? Are we going with the Knicks? Is that what we're
going
to do?
We have to
pick an underdog.
You kidding me?
I guarantee I just cursed the Hurricane.
Yeah, you absolutely did. Yeah. All right, it's the Stars then.
I mean, I
there we said.
Okay, I mean, like the Stars pick. I want to believe in that because I think it is all about game six.
I don't want to even talk about the Stars. I just want it to happen.
I just want to throw up.
Yeah.
It's like putting the game on and watching them score first. It's like, crap, I'm going to sit here for 2 hours hoping I'm about to see the equalizing goal. Then it happens and you get to enjoy that for all of five minutes.
That's
tough.
The best one is when it's the last 18 seconds of the period and they score a goal. That's when it's
the Oilers are the 2023 Texas Rangers, you know, where maybe they didn't finish the regular season great. They have holes, but their holes aren't killing them. They're supposed to not have a good defense. Rangers weren't supposed to have a bullpen. And you know, they're pulling off, they're playing their best hockey when they need to, and congrats to them. But I don't think what you're observing is a team so much better than you that you don't have a shot of winning three in a row against them. I don't have that feeling. You know, you just got to get some breaks going your way. G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30. Wolchuk, no. They're not that much better. Over 82 games.
It's hard to close your eyes and think that's going
right
to happen.
But right now, it's how bad the Stars' power play is.
Haven't you ever been at a blackjack table?
Never.
And for 10 minutes,
yes, I have.
You're like, wow, how am I getting this lucky? Yeah. This is mathematically impossible. That's the Oilers right now.
I was asked.
That's right.
I was asked to move, just like the Stars. Move out of the playoffs. Yeah.
Okay, we'll hit the expressway. We'll get the G-Bag today coming up next here on 105.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And it is time now to hit the expressway. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 5 minutes or so, then LA Live at 5:40. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the on-time experts. Okay. Top stories of the day here nationally. Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, who's now 16 years old, won. He entered the week 606 in the AGGA rankings. But this would be the age where you start to make a move as you're a sophomore going junior, senior. He won this event, shot a 6-under-66 in the final round of the TaylorMade Invitational. It's the first time he's won since he was 15 years old. But he's filling out now. He's got that Tiger Woods-like core. Mm. It almost looks like he's got a gut, but it's just so much strength around his midsection. Maybe he's going to end up turning on that ball just like Daddy.
Oh, his swing is actually really, really pretty swing. And it's very similar to his father's. You're right. The way the finish, the way he gets through the ball – and then, you know, with the way he's able to spin on his left foot and then, you know, put his right toe in the ground. But you could see, I mean, and then he holds it.
Yeah.
You know, he looks just like his dad in that way.
The physique is there, maybe not like Tiger when he was 30 years old after lifting weights, but you can see the body type come, and he's going to be a very strong guy.
We've seen Tiger very gangly when he won the U.S. Amateurs.
Yes.
You know, he was playing in the straw hat and the big oversized. Tiger was always a guy that wore oversized clothes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of a...
That was the era.
Yeah, he just huge shirts and... You know, those Michael Jordan-like pants, you know, the big wide pants that were always flapping in the wind. So, But he was a kind of a tall, gangly kid. Charlie looks like he's got a little bit more muscle to him.
I know. Maybe dad's got him working out already.
I think he does. Yeah. They've got a gym there at the home. I'm sure he's a part of it.
Couple of college football notes here for you. First of all, I want to get this in before I segue to Lucius, but a sad note out of Baylor is defensive lineman Alex Foster, 18 years old. He was in the 2024 recruiting class. He was shot and killed in his hometown of Greenville, Mississippi. Apparently the Greenville Police Department is saying there has been an increase in violence in the area, and he's a victim. So Baylor putting out a statement that to tragic loss of life, and trying to support the friends and family best they can. LSU's Brian Kelly on Wednesday said SEC coaches favor adding one non-conference game against a Big Ten opponent in a scheduling agreement. Sure. They're talking a lot about it here today, and there's a lot of news on it. But he says, we want to compete against the Big Ten, and the idea would be 9 SEC games plus a Big Ten game for every team. That would create some real big tune-ins.
Let me tell you, one of the great thrills I ever had in my life was playing at, in 1988, is playing at the Shoe. Ooh. You know, in Ohio State, and we were up 10 with 2 minutes to go, chance to win, and lost the game in the last 2 minutes. Damn. With the Bobby Olive caught two touchdowns to beat us there. But it was such a great thrill.
Who was their quarterback?
Riley Hennessy. Who was the quarterback in 88? Was it
Kirby?
No, Greg Fry. I think it was Greg Fry.
Wow, yeah, you got it. Greg Fry.
Did I get it right?
Took over in that year under head coach John Cooper.
Yeah,
Greg Fry to Olive was a dynamic pass catching duo. Right.
Ohio State was not good that year.
No, I know, and it's wild. But to get to play at the Shoe, and the fact that. And it's great. It'd be great to have some like Penn State play down in Baton Rouge, or one of Michigan play in Baton Rouge. I think that would be super cool. I think Texas going and playing at Michigan last year.
Great.
That opens up. Alabama played at Wisconsin.
Texas, Ohio State this year.
Yeah.
I guess with an expanded field now, it's easier to be like, yeah, bring them on. Let's do this. Yeah. It'll be great.
Yeah.
And if we lose a game or two and we're great, we'll still be in the tournament. So
it depends on where that game falls for some people. You know, I think that
later in the year it would hurt.
Where would you, maybe,
it could end up being your third loss if you got to go play Michigan or Ohio State or Penn State or Oregon now. I guess there's a lot of good teams.
Maybe that's the game that you put all, like you have, like they do it in the basketball tournament, right? Don't they always have
the
beginning of the year? They always play the Big Ten versus
like Kansas, Michigan State.
Sure.
Maui Invitational.
Yeah.
Well, I think the conferences, they do conferences. They get through those.
Oh, like a showdown. You're right.
They get through those. They get
ACC
through those,
versus Big Ten.
They get through the holiday tournaments, and then it seems like when the calendar changes, then we jump into some Big Ten versus SEC basketball, or you get the ACC playing the Big 12. You know, you get those kinds of matchups. I think it's pretty cool.
Well, Georgia's Kirby Smart saying he wants a playoff model that will include the most SEC teams possible. So he's going for it, pointing out the SEC's other sports and their ability to flood the postseason because of strength of schedule. I don't know if you guys think that is a good idea, but there's a pretty good debate going on. And I know Urban Meyer weighed in on it. He thinks the Big Ten is now bigger, better than the SEC.
He's been in both.
At the top.
He's been in both. Urban's been in the Big Ten, and he's been in the SEC. So
the top, I think the Big Ten is better. But the SEC is still deeper. They have more quality teams in the conference.
UCLA, Nebraska, and UCLA get better, I'll agree with you on that. Yeah. I'll agree with you about the conference overall being better.
Indiana's been pretty good.
This is
a pop-up here last year.
Yeah, this was a pop-up.
I don't know. Kirk Cignetti.
Hey, Google me. You're right.
But UCLA has been down. USC's been a little down. Yeah, Nebraska's been down.
Yeah, absolutely. And Nebraska,
so you get all those schools better, then yeah, they're probably better than the SEC.
Yeah.
Well, they are
Mississippi State's bad right now. There's some bad teams out there. Sorry, Dak, but you're not good.
And I don't think it was that interesting of a conversation until you add Oregon and then Penn State's playing the way they did. Right. Michigan wins the championship. It's interesting. Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day.
Trying to send a message back home there, Broadus. I want them to leave the ground beef out for me.
Oh, really?
So I can make my meal preps.
You put it out of the freezer.
I forgot to do that. Yeah. You call it ground beef or hamburger meat? Which one you call it?
Generally a hamburger meat guy.
Hamburger meat guy.
Yeah.
Ground beef.
It's like a ground beef.
We call it ground beef.
Okay. All right. Hey, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every week down the fan about 5:30-ish. If you see anything floating out there, I don't care where it's from, send it to me, bro.
Does that mean you're a hamburger meat guy?
Huh?
Does that mean you're a hamburger meat guy?
Yeah. Yeah, Lucius, I think I'm a ground beef guy.
Lucius, you ever partake in Hamburger Helper?
Absolutely, 100%. That is number one out here, yeah. Hamburger Helper, man. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Quality. It's really good. I don't even eat the tuna helper, too.
Some of those are good. Not bad. You could doll those things up and make them pretty good.
You can help
them
good.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. What is this, day number two for this clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is day two for this clip. This was not supposed to win. It was just a little extra, a little filler to get the guys to laugh, but it won. With a vote off. So vote the Tolos love it.
With a 40. There. Yeah, 80 to 20%.
Yep.
And this man's embarrassing moment of him falling off his dirt bike while riding in the trails, it was so serene until he fell, has been auto-tuned by somebody out there on the internet. And whoever did this is an animal. Can't believe y'all.
How many grunts was that? Was that like six grunts?
It was probably just but when you know you get that auto tune on it,
yeah.
Put some T-Pain on that thing.
Was he even going that fast?
Yeah, he's moving pretty good. Yeah, he's moving pretty good.
A couple of my buddies growing up, they got really into that, and they go to these spots out in the country, and I mean, like long high jumps.
Yeah.
I'm like, it only takes one, bro.
It's all it takes.
It just takes one fall.
It does.
And then my buddy, like a year later, did call me. He's like, yeah, I almost died.
Yeah, I bet.
I got a broken femur.
I almost died.
Had to get life flighted. Oh, can you come take me to the hospital?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sold my bike. I sold my brother told me, hey, you know everybody's going to drop it, right? And not too long later, he dropped his. He's all right, but I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? That's a sign. I'm going to get rid of this.
Good on
you.
I'm
getting my 8 G's back.
I'm not dropping this thing.
Yeah. All right, I got a lot here, so I'm going to just go in order.
Maybe drop it off.
Cartnark. Cartnark is back again.
Back.
He got into it with some people at a strip mall. They were spending a lot of money, and they think that he assaulted their car by putting the magnet on there that says, take your cart back.
That's not where the cart goes. It is literally loose on an angle.
So are we going to have
Yes, it's my job is to have these conversations and to teach folks. And you have a partner with you who could do it for you. I'm sorry? All right, there goes the hood magnet.
Did you just
hit my car? No, it's a magnet. It's a...
Yeah, but that's assault.
I don't think you know what that word means, number one, man.
Actually, do you have a lawyer?
Okay, well, give me the definition.
I'm sorry, what'd you just do?
I put a magnet on the car.
Yeah, okay, we're going to call the cops for that.
And what would you like to say about that? What's the charge going to be, do you think, ma'am and sir? we just changed it, didn't we? No, what's assault, sir?
Assault is touching, the improper touching or...
Well, you want to keep coming at me, Mr. Lawyer Man? Because you're lying, and you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh
my God, you!
So, I'm sorry, are you employed here?
No, sir, we're a public service of highly trained sexy agents who we go out and we help folks.
You're one of them?
I'm the head in dark, yeah, Agent Sebastian.
He's amazing.
Improper I love that, dude. Touching.
Yeah, I need to
sexy
get one of those
agents.
Magnets.
Yeah, give me. I'm gonna get online. I love Sebastian. By the way, we interviewed him at Radio Row a couple years back.
We did a Zoom with him.
A lot of fun.
It was great.
I told him I was looking for him, and he might get me one of these days. I would love it. I would love to be on Cart and Arch.
Are you 100% not bringing it back, or are you like 50-50?
Probably 15. 15% of the time I'm not taking it back.
Oh, okay.
Every single leaving time. In the parking spot.
Every single
what makes
time.
You not want to take it back?
His American freedom.
If is it all filled up or something, he's like, that's going to be a hassle.
Number
I
got
to play geometry just to put this damn thing back.
Number one, I did win courtesy clerk of the quarter, 1993, I believe, working at Danielson's Thriftway. And I like that. I like going out to the cart to get the carts. I don't think it's a bad thing, right? That's my job. So thanks for keeping me employed, right? So I'm looking out for those guys, but also when you have a little one, I don't want to put her in the seat and then go away.
It's
human trafficking.
I get it. 100%. I like how this lady responded to him after he shouted her husband a little bit.
Yeah.
You want to keep coming at me, Mr. Lawyer Man? Because you're lying and you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, you!
Oh my God! You lit liquor. Oh my God!
So the person must intend to cause fear of harm.
Well, that's
that becomes assault.
That's kind of loosey goosey.
That could be anywhere, bro.
What do you think the charge would be?
The victim must reasonably believe harmful or offensive contact is imminent.
Mr. Lawyer Man.
Something to do
that's
with
kind of a reach.
Property? Something to do with damaging a property?
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking they're property.
Hurt my feelings.
No.
I felt like you was going to do something. You hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I don't know if that one counts. Like, maybe California. But no physical contact needed.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
To technically be assault if you're acting crazy.
Oh, so wow. Mr. Lawyer Man was wrong when he talked about the improper touching.
Yeah, I think improper touching could be assault.
I hope so. I hope so. All right, speaking of improper touching, let's go to Fox 5, Las Vegas. This reporter was out there doing her job, but some dude was in need of a dollar right then and there.
Fox 5's Molly McBride joins us live from University and Twain with what they have to say.
Well, there's a huge variety of businesses in this shopping plaza, from sandwich shops to liquor stores, even an adult.
You got a dollar?
Sorry.
You got a dollar?
Oh, no.
We'll check back in with Molly.
She got scared.
Poor Molly.
Bail.
You got a dollar? Yeah, he must have been betting heavy in Vegas. I need a dollar.
Hey.
Can't get back. Did y'all know Charles Barkley has a bookie speaking of betting?
So weird about that series. I thought when they got back to Toronto for game 7, this is a lock. Well, and that's what I told my bookie. And I told Biz, game 7 is a lock for Toronto. And to see them lose like that, it was demoralizing as a fan.
Yeah, it was demoralizing. Yeah. Do you have a bookie?
No, I don't have a bookie. Do you have a bookie?
I don't have a bookie, no.
No.
There's levels to this.
We might need to get a bookie.
Yeah, I think so.
You want to go halvesy on a bookie?
Let's go halvesy on a bookie.
Okay.
Like hey, FanDuel only lets me bet so much, so sure. I got to have a bookie on the side.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Hopefully he don't break Charles' legs.
Yeah, he just doesn't care.
How you going to say you got a bookie, Charles? Man, I bet Charles' bookie was like, oh, my God.
I haven't been able to lose enough money on FanDuel.
Gosh dang.
Don't announce me, Charles. What are you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm trying to be covert here.
Yeah, what are you doing, Tom?
I don't want to tip off
this
the authorities.
This ain't all the way legal, player.
I don't know. Could he get in trouble with the NBA for being?
I don't think he's getting in trouble.
I don't think Charles can get in trouble for anything, bro.
See, I know, I do work with the Cowboys, I have to sign a thing that I won't gamble and stuff like that.
That's your least favorite part
of the job. Yeah, I think if he were affiliated with a team, he probably would, but since he's not. He's just like a Turner Sports employee.
Okay.
He's probably fine.
What do you say, Lucius? Time to vote?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Yeah. Is it the auto-tuned dirt bike crash? Mm. Is it the cart narc, Sebastian?
Sebastian.
The lead narc? Is it a reporter interrupted by a request for a dollar?
I don't know. You got a dollar?
Charles Barkley with his... dang old bookie situation. I'm going to go cart narc, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with the champ.
Lucia?
Yeah, the motorcycle guy.
What's it?
Give me the cart narc.
Brian?
Cart narc.
Final score 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion once again. A former G-Bag of the Year nominee went 5-4, so it's the cart narcs. And it's time to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucia's has some L.A. Live.
Well, all right, you square. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Come on. Women, you ain't they are not treating you right.
Hey.
Ladies, spend the night out. Baby,
be loved.
Girl, won't you try some of me? Don't need to look no more. Cause I open up my door. You never, baby, you will never find another me.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
That was a certified crackhead out there singing R. Kelly songs. Oh, wow. A certified crackhead, I'll tell you what. old school right there, boy. You don't see them like that no more, I'll tell you.
Man's got pipes.
I'll tell you. This is LA Live for Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in first-time listeners, last-time and long-time listeners. And a very special shout-out to Miss Erica Badu. Peace to the gods. We are living in a very particular time. If you're not on your dean, get on your dean. If you're on your dean, stay on your dean. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. All right, let me do this real quick. Because I was watching something and got inspired to ask the Tolos a story. But let me do this. Here we go. Classic, baby.
Oh, here we go.
Classic. I just love it. Haribo. Some Haribo gummy bears. Mm-hmm. Turning the shades down so it's like nice and dark in that thing. Turning on the LED lights. Sitting back in your recliner and watch the movie. Oh! I have a question for the Tolos today, inspired by a TV series I'm watching on HBO. Written by a weird fella named Nathan Fielder. It's called The Rehearsal. It's very strange, very weird at times, and very hard to explain to somebody who's never seen it before. Nathan Fielder gives people a chance to rehearse big moments in their life over and over again. Let's say you want to go ask the boss for a big raise, right?
Yeah.
And you're feeling kind of nervous about it. Well, Nathan Fielder will hire a whole bunch of actors and make a scene up. Got set directors and whatnot, and he will have the boss's office right there. Somebody playing your boss, kind of look like your boss, watching the mannerisms of your boss, and then you have to communicate with that guy. That's what he does.
Yeah. I like it.
It's hella strange.
I'm going to watch that episode.
That's okay. I needed that guy in 1999, or maybe this was early 2000. I knew I wanted to go off on my boss, Paul Hanson, and challenge him to a fight because he disrespected me too much.
Paul ain't got hands, son.
I was young on creatine and Coors Light, you know?
Yes.
So I needed that kind of
kind of guy.
But I looked into the mirror and practiced it. And then I went in there, and he was so scared of me, he made me go talk to the GM.
Wow. You sunned him.
Did you get what you wanted out of it?
I did. I ended up quitting like a month later.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, at least you went out with a bang, bro.
So, yeah, I felt great about it. And now we're buddies on Facebook.
Watch that show. It's very, very strange if you want to just see things. There's nothing I can tell you about it. But anyway, this season two is focusing on the airline pilots and their co-captains because, you know, there's been a lot of airline incidents. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that it doesn't matter. There's this one pilot that is a real dirtbag, and listen to this.
You know, I've been doing this for a long time. I feel like I'm not a psychologist, but I feel like I know how to read the room pretty well.
Doing what for a long time?
Flying, not only flying, but also just like interacting with people. I'm being single. I've been banned from pretty much every dating app known to man.
Oh.
They kick you off. They don't give you reasons. So like, I've been banned from Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, and
Grindr.
I think that's it. Oh, seeking arrangements, which is where you go meet girls that are looking for like more like a mutually beneficial arrangement.
How is that even possible to be banned from so many
sites? You don't have to do anything illegal. It could just be like you offended someone based on something you said.
Sure.
I don't remember saying anything too offensive. I just don't know, right?
It's like, you don't know.
They don't give you a reason.
So you have no clue why you got banned.
I got kicked off of Instagram too.
Oh.
For like three months.
I don't remember saying anything too bad.
He's been banned from so many social media accounts and dating accounts. He has no idea why, but he said he's really good at reading rooms.
Yeah, he's really good at reading rooms.
Really good at reading rooms.
Yeah, but I just like calling people out, for stuff.
Yeah. They just don't like to hear the truth, man.
I got a buddy of mine like that, and I look for him on Facebook, and he's got like five accounts. There's some with his middle name, with junior, with senior, because he's been kicked off so many times.
Jeez.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, switch his names around. I know what you're doing. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, in 2002, he was like, dude, I love MySpace beef so much. I just go on here and start wars. And I'm all night just arguing with people. It's so fun.
He's trolling.
Hell of a hobby.
So that guy and this pilot guy right here, I'm talking about the guy you're talking about, Dawson, and this pilot guy, inspired me to ask the Tolos, have you ever been suspended or banned from a social media And why? Have you boys ever been banned or suspended from a social media account for any reason ever?
No.
Well, not a lot of people, actually. Usually there's like 150 some odd people to respond. This is like maybe just 50 people respond, maybe 30 people respond. Not a lot of people been kicked off of social media or suspended, apparently.
I did just get banned from TikTok permanently.
Damn.
Because I uploaded an AI profile picture.
Wow.
They're like, we don't allow that.
They banned you permanently?
I said, I'm just starting a brand new account. I'll put up a different picture.
Yeah, so one strike now, policy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe they thought it was like a botted situation.
TikTok don't play, bro.
But yeah, I'm trying to get it back.
Mm. So nobody else in there, though?
No.
Okay, cool. So watch the fan text for me just in case anybody wants to confess about being suspended or banned from a social media. I got some tolos that did participate, though. One said, lost my original Twitter account that I had since 2012 because I was playing the radio in the background during my live. So, ouch. No, you just go live. Yeah. You got the radio playing.
The music, is it like a copyright situation?
Yeah, got it.
You get like three strikes on YouTube of playing copyrighted content. And after three, you can get it totally yanked.
Mm. At least they give you three strikes.
Yes,
you
know,
a couple of mulligans.
Yeah. Yeah, they do give you a couple mulligans, and then they're like, okay, the next one's a
and
strike.
And a message, right? You get a message. Hey, you got to chill, bro. You're speeding. Yeah. Another Tolo said, got banned from a Texas Seasoning Facebook group because they said I was meat shaming.
Oh.
Yeah, don't meat shame.
Told a guy that you wouldn't need to buy your wife flowers if you bought her better meat.
And he was messaging back to Lincoln Riley.
Get the meat.
That's just hilarious, man. Some of these people are too sensitive.
You, Sean Sharif will do that now. Like, you send, like, people will send Sean pictures of, like, that what they cook.
He's a meat watcher.
And he's like, bro, that looks drier
meat
than hell.
Meat shaming?
Oh, God.
Meat shaming, Sean's bro. Like,
how long did you cook that?
Yeah, he can't wait to dunk on him with a rhetorical question.
He does. He is, like, he's on it. About
men,
that.
Where'd you get that meat? You ever heard this commercial? Yeah. He says, men. Yeah. Men.
Did you buy that at some secondhand store?
Men.
Men.
Have you ever been suspended or banned from a social media account? My man said 30 days at a time on Facebook because people get hurt.
What?
Feelings hurt.
He's not really,
You're just sensitive.
Yeah, he's not really telling me what's going on here.
682 says, yes, banned often, usually from telling conservatives to taste lead.
Oh, my God.
254 banned from Reddit for trolling Astros fans. That's a pretty good reason.
Yeah.
Here's the 469. Yes, banned from Hinge and Bumble on multiple occasions. Several buddies have, too. If you hook up with a chick and never call her again or ghost her, they get
bitter. She can rat you out.
Oh, they rat you out.
Yeah, and you're getting a short ban.
Oh, that's beautiful. Uh-huh. I'm not mad at that. You ever seen that Facebook page that like shows like boyfriends cheating in the DFW?
Get out of
it. Wasn't there a TV show that did that? Cheaters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was scripted.
That was always. So you can't, was that scripted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't use a hookup app for hookups or you'll get banned. That's weird.
You got to be nice back. Yeah, this I think isn't Bumble like where the ladies start the conversation?
Yes.
It's kind of lady friendly.
Yes. Ladies.
We need one for men. Yeah, you know, tell us about the ladies. I ain't going to go too further into that. One Tolo said he's got banned for insulting the Alphabet Mafia. Just because you called them that, let's be further. No, yeah, they coming for you, bro.
Is that Google, Facebook, and Amazon?
No, yeah.
Apple? No?
No.
Who's the Alphabet Mafia?
I like that.
I got to Google Facebook.
Is that LGB stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. LGBTQA. Got banned from Facebook for quoting Christopher Walken from Joe Dirt.
The soldering iron.
You're coming at my guy all wrong.
You're coming at my guy all wrong, bro. Got banned for going live while driving on TikTok. They noticed you were driving. I was like, nope. Mm-mm. It's crazy. Got suspended on Twitter for telling Jalen Rose 81 times. Or no, I got suspended on Twitter for telling Jalen Rose 81 reasons why ESPN needed to fire him.
Wow. That's just good content, you know?
That's great content. I mean, that's what the app is for.
Yeah. Yeah, you can block the guy.
You crashed out for sure, but that's what the app is for.
Yeah, it's an epic crash out, probably involving narcotics and obsessive compulsive disorder. But
yeah.
I'm here for it.
I got banned from Twitter for making fun of Trump. I got banned from Twitter. Well, I got throttled.
Like, what happened?
2016, 2018. I've been at 15K for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they throttled me during that Kaepernick run. They was like, all right, that's enough for you, pal.
The old shadow ban?
They got me a long time ago. I think I'm going to bounce it off that little app in July and go to Threads full time.
Is that coming around now?
Yeah, it's heating up because when I put out a tweet, it'll say like 200 some odd people looked at it. Mm. When I put out a thread, even though I have like 800 followers, 1,300 people looked at it. I'm like, all right, well, I'm getting more action over here.
There you go.
Getting action over here.
Where the action is.
Lost my original IG account due to someone dry ass hating on me. Mm. He is a friend of y'all's show.
I don't know,
man.
Friend of the show.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take you out.
It's probably
like
Bobby.
Hold could on. Be hating on him like that. I mean, I know Jesse
Holly.
That was
Woody, by the way, too.
Oh,
that was Woody. Now, what'd you say about Jesse Holly?
I know he would threaten to fight you, you know, if you came at him sideways on social media.
Yeah,
but I know, like, friends of the show that would be actively trolling you.
Yeah, you don't want no smoke with Jesse, bro.
No.
Hell no.
Smoke with Jesse. Let that be. Peace it up, man.
Yeah, I'll be fourth and long gone.
Peace it up, dude, bro. Let's talk about it, man. Peer mediation.
Yeah, plus he's an amazing friend to hang out with. You know, yeah. Trust me, you want to be friends with Jesse Holly. Pretty cool.
Don't get nice guys mad. You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
TikTok monitors DMs now. I got suspended for talking the usual ish with my friends in the DMs.
Wow. Oh, they're watching that?
Yeah.
Wow. That doesn't seem right.
No.
That should be encoded, bruh. Private.
Let's see here. During the pandemic, I replied to some thoughts post with Claire Huxtable saying, look at this silly bee. I got 30 days in Facebook suspension.
Yeah, the 254 says that friend of the show was Arnie Spanier.
Yeah.
King troll. Dude, listening to him get after Longhorns fans, I know it probably irritated you, Lucius, but it was content gold.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got on here. I'm looking for a fan text real quick before I get out.
It's a lot of political bannings.
Yeah.
Banned from Uber driving for a DUI. Yeah, that's probably a good one.
I got banned from blackpeoplemeet.com, and I'm Hispanic. That's cap, bro.
Farmers bro. Only.
214 says, I'm blocked by Brian Broaddus. It's all love, though. He understands. You know, sometimes you troll and you think it's funny, but it comes off wrong, and then
I
blocks you.
I will block you if you go after one of my teammates.
There you go.
I'm one of those.
He's probably telling you that Dawson's too negative.
Yeah. You can be talking to somebody else really, really nasty and be like, you know what? I'm going to get you.
No, I just, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to mute you before you even get to me, because eventually you'll get to me.
The number one thing is, yeah, you go after one of my teammates I work with, whether it's DallasCowboys.com or here or whatever, I'll go after you. I'll block you all day.
Even if they go after Mickey?
I've blocked people before going after Mickey. Wow. Sure have.
I love that.
Dude said I got banned from Twitter back in the day because I called Cardi B a ratchet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not going to say rats, but yeah.
Dang, that'll get you banned.
That'll
huh?
get you banned. That's crazy. All right. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. That's my time, y'all. I'm going to head out. Peace.
There he goes.
Peace.
LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation with Lucius Alexander. Okay, if you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, you could always catch the champion back there at 2:25. We replay the champ right before we get to Woolchuck's top 10 at 2:20. It's bases next, Zach. What did we leave on the table for you?
We'll
anything?
Just replay the hodgepodge. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.